Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Cynthia Lee Haapanen, H-A-A-P-A-N-E-N. Address is 9305 Lot, L-O-T-T Road, Durham, California. Her phone is 530-680-6224. I'm sorry, it's 530-895-8280. Cell is 680-6224. Her ID is XXX XXX2088, date of birth 10/4/1954, 68-year-old, retired, married woman. Pharmacy is Costco. Insurance is Medicare / AARP. It is addressed to 1-800-LIVERNP. Below that, just say Dr. Maybell, M-A-Y-B-E-L-L-L, Ursalis, U-R-S-A-L-E-S, M-D. Adventist, below that, Adventist Health. Below that, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1049, parenthesis, fax in parenthesis. The clinical indication, history of isolated seizure, subparagraph, history of precipitating symptoms of vertigo, now improving in therapy. New paragraph, significant past medical history. COVID disease with suspected long COVID syndrome. Current seizure complaints - none. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Cynthia Haapanen for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know, Cynthia developed an episode of incapacitating vertigo and was transported to the emergency department in Lowe Hospital, receiving Zofran medication during the transfer process. New paragraph, at the hospital, her medical records indicate she received an additional Zofran infusion, and following or at the end of this, developed a generalized convulsion for which she was admitted for evaluation and observation. New paragraph. Brain imaging reportedly performed at the hospital was normal. Subparagraph. I don't have the report, and that will be obtained for review. New paragraph. A diagnostic electroencephalogram was completed and interpreted by Dr. Joel Rothfeld, Ph.D., M.D., neurologist, and was found to be within normal limits. New paragraph. Her diagnostic laboratory testing was all normal. New paragraph. She was confused for a period of time after suffering her seizure, thought to be postictal, and then this resolved. New paragraph. Following her return to home, she was initiated in physical therapy when she was found to have symptoms of positional vertigo. New paragraph. She has been in therapy since that time and continues to improve on a regular basis. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today is within normal limits. New paragraph. The Zofran medication that she was taking has been discontinued. New paragraph. Further questioning reveals that she does have symptoms of dysomnia with nocturnal snoring and arousals. New paragraph. Her nutritional assessment reveals that she takes vitamin D, calcium magnesium supplement, but no general therapeutic or other vitamin. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, noting that she may have been at risk for having breakthrough seizures, having experienced long COVID symptoms, I'm going to add a nutritional multiple vitamin for women over the age of 50 to her regimen. New paragraph, we will schedule her for a sleep evaluation to exclude contributory sleep apnea that would have possibly symptomatically contributed to her tendency towards lightheadedness and vertigo. New paragraph, I'm scheduling her for reevaluation in 6 weeks. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.